Good morning. Good morning. This is the In the House show with Ken and Josh today. Jared's actually, I think he's in Georgia. Is Jared in Georgia?
I don't know where he is, but we're here for you.
Yeah.
This is Ken. I am the CEO and Jared's dad. Welcome to the In the House radio show. It's brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting.
You can reach us today at 855-765-1045. That number again is 855-765-1045.
Yeah, we'd like to be talking to you this morning. So anything you have home improvement-wise, any list or projects that you're working on or any problems that you want to help get solved, we would love to talk to you. And you could call us right now, 855-765-1045. It is the In the House radio show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. We're here for you, and you can, if you're looking for an evaluation, an inspection on your roof, you got a leak going on, you wonder what you can do about it, we come out for free. So you can call us right now at 904-495-0948. Or write that number down and call us anytime that you have need for an estimate, anything having to do with roofing. You can give us a call at 904-495-0948. The show is also brought to you each and every week by Renewal by Andersons, simply the best window and door company out there. You can reach them for a free estimate at 904-222-8064. That's Renewal by Andersons. Great week. I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful and Merry Christmas. It was a great week for our family. We truly enjoyed everyone. This Christmas season was absolutely amazing. Looking forward to the new year coming this next week, and this is the last show of the year. We'd like to be talking to you live right now. You can call us at 855-765-1045. Anything having to do with home improvement. Maybe you got a leaky roof. Maybe you got a leaky sink, or there's a problem with anything having to do with your house. Yeah. We'd like to talk to you about
electrical,
it.
Electrical, plumbing, yeah, roofing.
Anything. 855-765-1045. We're in the middle of a lot of projects. We always keep projects going and put them on the a podcast, or we do it on Facebook.
Yep, on this show and then the WOKV website. So last week's show is always live up on there. Not live, but loaded on there for that. And then also on Facebook, we're at In the House Radio Show. That's Facebook, In the House Radio Show. So you can go on there and check out our pictures of our projects and even post comments or questions to us, and we'll get to them live on the air during the show.
You bet. And that's questions at inthehouseshow.com. This is the In the House Radio Show. You can talk to us live right now, 855-765-1045. The show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can call the office at 904-495-0948. Some of the projects that we're doing right now is remodeling my house, and been in the middle of framing, and this week just installed the new Renewal by Andersons windows that I purchased from them, and I do believe them to be the best windows and doors made, and really recommend that if you're looking for new windows and doors, to call Renewal by Andersons. You can reach them for a free estimate at 904-222-8064. They come out for free. Take a look at that.
And yeah, and Ken's project, he's got a bunch of Renewal by Anderson doors and windows going in. And then we're going to have a case study actually coming up with my own house. We were doing the remodel a couple years ago. Got into a pinch and ran to a big box store, bought whatever door they had on the shelf.
Well, you know, not only you do that, Josh, but a lot of people, when they're definitely convenient. The box stores, you can go down there and you get an inexpensive window, but they're nothing like the Renewal by Anderson windows. And you get them and you put them in, and
yep,
like you, end up with a problem where it starts rotting out in a fairly short period of time.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. It was probably, it's a not even a two-year-old door, and the hinges are completely rusted, which I then replaced myself with stainless steel from a big box store and thought that that would kind of fix it. We painted over multiple times, used, you know, the normal kills and stuff like that. And then what ended up happening is the door just started rotting. And it's out of control. The whole bottom of the door is just rotted out. So we reached out to Renewal by Anderson. And I think we're actually going to have their president or their vice president for Renewal by Anderson of Florida. We're going to have him on. His name is Jim Sellers. In a couple of weeks when we do this project, and we're going to talk about, you know, exactly what happened and why it happened.
What I was amazed at, because I just installed my Renewal by Anderson windows, and I've been a builder and a contractor my entire life. I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting, started in 1972. So I've built a lot of projects, built a lot of houses, remodeled a lot of projects, and have used a lot of different windows and doors over the years. I can tell you firsthand, there is no better door or window than Renewal by Anderson. Absolutely number one. No one can touch them. They're great windows and doors. They're a little more pricey, but you get what you pay for. Yep. In the long run, you've got something that's going to last and last and last. Never have to worry about it. What I was amazed at when they came over to install them, that the specs that they use of how close they make everything, how tight it is, how, you know, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect installation. I'm just so blessed that I was smart enough to know that I needed to use the Renewal by Anderson windows and doors.
Well, in our case, we settled. So the header was actually 18 inches higher than it is right now. So we went with a standard opening door out to a paver patio around our pool. And instead of doing what you can do with the Renewal by Anderson door, which is you can get it ordered to size.
Yeah, they custom build them to
right.
fit your opening.
So what happened is we just went with whatever was there and then we framed down to it. And luckily, when we did the remodel, and I highly recommend anyone that's doing a remodel, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a contractor, before they seal the walls up with drywall or whatever your finish is, take a bunch of pictures so that if you ever have questions of what, you know, what's behind the wall, how tall
how
header
something
is,
was built, and
yeah, you can just go back to that. And because I couldn't remember that we framed down to it, and I pulled the pictures up and I said, holy smokes, we've got 18 inches of just filler, you know, 2x4 framing down from where the header was,
because you're looking for a standard thing that you can
versus
buy
what we
from the box store
wanted, right,
instead of getting a custom size. So they built a new window, the one that's was ordered and is going to be installed, and we're going to show some pictures of that installation.
Yeah, that when we get that door is going to end up being custom to the size that the opening should have been from the very beginning. So it's going to be pretty sweet. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to not having the rust and those kinds of things. Or not rust, but yeah, rust on the hinges, and then also the breakdown of the actual wood on the door. So there'll be a lot more to come on that. We're going to have pictures of it on our Facebook, which is In the House Radio Show. And then obviously we leave it open. So if you ever have questions about a project that we're doing, leave comments and we can talk about those questions and comments on the air, fill you guys in on what we're doing. We've been doing this show a long time. in Florida, and we have met some fantastic people over the years that do amazing work.
Yeah. So if we can help you and recommendation of something to do the work right now, though, we'd like to talk to you live. Anything having to do with any projects that you're doing, we want to talk to you. You can reach us right now live, 855-765-1045. This is the In the House Radio Show, and it's brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. If you'd like a free estimate or someone to come out and evaluate your roof, see what's going on, you can reach us 904-495-0948. Or if you are interested in windows and doors, we recommend a great sponsor to our show, Renewal by Anderson. You can reach them 904-222-8064. That music means we're up on a break. We're going to take one, and we'd like to talk to you on the other side. Give us a call right now, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Talk to you in a minute. Hey, hey, this is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. Thanks for tuning in. We really, really appreciate that. The show is all about your home improvement questions. We're here to talk to you now, live. If you have any projects that you're working on, would like some help with it, or would like to talk about some problems or issues and maybe get a second opinion about what you would do about it, give us a call right now. We're here for you. This is the In the House Radio Show. Call us at 855-765-1045. This is Ken Melick. I am Jared's dad the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Really, really appreciate you tuning in today in this holiday season. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and looking forward to this new year. This last year has been unbelievable, and we want to personally, I do, thank you for all your calls to the show and talking to you and all of those that have used us to do your roof and your roofing problems. We really, really appreciate it. And those of you that have called Renewal by Anderson or sponsored our show and used their windows and doors, the best windows and doors out there are by Renewal by Anderson. If you would like a free estimate, you can call them now at 904-222-8064. We would like to talk to you on the radio live. Anything having to do with home improvement, you can call us now, 855-765-1045. This rainy, I cannot believe how much it's rained. It's been crazy. And if you're getting leaks showing up, anything having to do with your roof, or you just want to have it evaluated and looked at, or you're needing a new roof, we're having our biggest sale of the year right now. It's the off season, and our prices have been lowered to the lowest they've ever been. We'd love to help you, and you can get a free estimate. Universal Roof and Contracting. The office number, 904-495-0948.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we've gotten over this last couple of weeks, it's just been so much rain.
Oh, it's
unseasonable.
Been,
when's it going to get dry?
Yeah. So if you're showing up leaks, or you're wondering if you have any problems having to do with your roof, sometimes we come out there and it's as little as a nail pop and we fix it and we're in and out of there and nothing flat. And or the squirrels have been jumping on the roof and they've chewed up the lead boots and the water is running down the inside of the walls doing mold and mildew. You don't need that. We come out for free. We're going to jump up on your roof, take a look at it, tell you the truth, how much life you have left in your roof, what your issues are, how much it costs to fix it, and you can call the office for that free evaluation. an estimate at 904-495-0948.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, I know a lot of people take their Christmas lights down and things like that right after the new year. So if you put a ladder up and you're pulling the lights down and you notice that something just doesn't look right, like yeah. Ken's saying, if you notice that the you know, like the vents or the vent might be popping up in a corner, or if you see a nail that's sticking up higher than it should, those are the kind of things that you can fix them now relatively cheaply versus you get into a situation where it's a small leak over a very long period of time.
Starts rotting out the wood.
Wood rots, mm-hmm. and then you get water that gets into your attic, and then, you know, you get the hot summer and potential for mold growth and things like that.
Yep.
It's much better, faster, cheaper, better product in the long run to fix it now, especially with a free evaluation, because it could honestly just be that, oh yeah, you know, we just need to replace a nail and then maybe put some tar over it, versus it goes on and on and on, and then you see this where it's a very small leak that just leads to massive costs later, reframing, things like that.
It is crazy. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken Melick. I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roofing. The other person you're listening to is Josh Smith, our producer of the show. Welcome to the show, Josh.
And oh, yeah.
Really
thank
glad
you.
That you're here. So when Josh and I do the show as often as we can, we're really grateful to all of you that tune in each and every week to listen to the show. We're grateful for your business, and we're here to help you right now. You can call us at 855-765-1045. A lot of projects that we do, we post on our website,
Facebook,
or Facebook
In the House Radio Show. And we're going to work on it in 2020, try to go back through our archives and post some things that we've seen over the years that can lead to, you know, lead to more expensive things down the road. One thing that we were just talking about was, we actually remember somebody that they had some plumbing issues, and the, you know, the plumber didn't pull a permit, and then they ended up installing the new plumbing right along the roof deck. And when that happens, if the roofers end up missing a truss, which can happen because you're standing on top of the roof, you know, they can hit that plumbing and then cause a slow leak or a large leak over time. So it's one thing that, you know, if you're not comfortable getting in your attic or getting on top of your roof, call a licensed professional out, have them come out and do an evaluation, because, you know, something as simple as a little stain on the drywall in your ceiling of your house could actually be something much larger that's growing.
Yeah.
And it's better to fix it and be over with it rather than let it fester.
Yeah, what Josh was talking about is getting your house repiped. You want to make sure that the pipes are secured and attached with a bracket so that they're not moving around and they're in the right location. If they're just allowed to run wild, they could bend up next to the roof. Years down the road, you come down and you're putting a new roof on, the pipes were laying right up against the plywood, you're installing the new shingles, nailing them down, and bam, all of a sudden you got a busted pipe flooding your house, something you don't want. And if you've had your house repiped at some point in the past and you're wondering if it's done correctly, get up there and take a look at it. See if there's brackets that are holding the pipe along the trusses so that they're not going to run wild. Otherwise, you're going to have to put the bracket up or call your plumber back and say, hey, you forgot to install brackets to hold these pipes in the right places. And in the future, I may put a new roof on and I don't need those things running wild and end up with a leak in my house. So be aware of that. This is the In the House Radio Show, and we'd like to talk to you live here on the show. You can reach us now by calling 855-765-1045. The show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting, and we're here to give you free estimates, free evaluation, what's going on with your roof. We send somebody out for free. You can reach us at 904 904- 405-495-0948. If you're looking for doors and windows, the very best window and door company there is Renewal by Anderson. You can reach them at 904-222-8064. I'm doing a project. I'm remodeling my house right now. This last week, we just installed Renewal by Anderson. Over the years, I'm 71 years old and the founder of Universal Roofing, started in 1972, and I built a lot of houses over the years and remodeled a lot also. And there are no better windows and doors than Renewal by Anderson. When they install them and the crew came to my place, I couldn't believe the specs that they used to make sure things were the tightest I've ever seen windows installed. There's no wiggle room. They're perfect. The installation was actually almost inconceivable how great and tight and perfect the installation was. In fact, what we ought to do, Josh, is get some pictures and get them posted so people can see what we just did this last week on my place.
Yeah, and the benefit is you're getting a product that's custom for the opening that you need. So, you know, if you just kind of go to a big box store and get a, quote, standard opening window or door, you know, you might have to frame down to it. So you might have a very large opening that's custom that when it was built, and for whatever reason you're replacing a door and window, you can now go to a product that is custom for the actual opening. And, you know, a lot of times you see people that have windows installed and you have a thick bead of caulking on both sides, left and right, top and bottom. And when you see that thick bead, you know, where, I mean, they're filling like an inch on each side, that's not normal.
No.
You know, you want something to be custom where it's a nice, tight seal around that, and then the caulking line is very tight.
Well, they installed them within an eighth of an inch around
the window. That's
incredible. Incredible. And so that left a 16th of an inch around the side because the eighth of an inch was split.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe it. And just a perfect insulation, a perfect window, and doors. All of the doors, big 8 foot high, 8 and 10 foot openings, another 16 foot opening, and the windows and the doors gliding like glass. I mean, just
yeah.
Perfect, even though they're that heavy.
Well, in your project, you've done a lot of unique things that we can talk about after the break. For instance, we've talked about it before, but it's a very Tuscan look with what you've done with your tile roof.
Great. We'll talk about it after the break. We'd like to talk to you, too. And you can reach us right now, 855-765-1045. This is the In the House Radio Show. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Hey, hey. That music means we're back. This is In the House Radio Show, brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. I am also Jared's dad. So on behalf of Jared and myself, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the In the House Radio Show. We love doing the show for you, and it's all about your home improvement questions. So if you have a project that you're working on, you'd need some help with some questions about how do I do this or how do I do that, I've got an issue with this, anything having to do with home improvement, we're here for you. We are licensed contractors here in the state of Florida, both roofing and general contractors. You can reach us right now, 855-765-1045.
Yeah, and we're going to go and talk to Marianne right now. Good morning, Marianne.
You
have
Good
a
morning.
Question for us?
Thank you, Marianne. We really appreciate your call. How are you?
Well, I'm alive, and that's the good thing.
Good.
Yeah.
God
At
bless
my age.
You.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling. I don't know if I have an issue or not. Well, I do have an issue. I don't know how many years it is since I had the roof put on. Originally, it was a tar and gravel roof. And sure. Then the last time I had a roof put on, I don't remember how many years it is, maybe 5, 7, 8, I don't know. But anyway, okay. I had double bitumen put on there.
Okay.
Okay? And then one day, the room underneath the roof, it was damp, the ceiling.
Okay.
And so I called a friend, and he recommended somebody. And I had my neighbors would blow off the leaves because it's a flat roof, by the way.
Yes.
And so when my neighbor came over, he said, well, there's like bubbles or something on your roof, like something's raised up in parts of it or something. So
okay.
Then I called the friend, and he told me of somebody that knows roofs. And he came over. Well, he did something. I don't know what he did up there. And I haven't gone in the room underneath since because I don't want to know anymore that I got another problem, you know. So I haven't gone in that room to see if it quit leaking or if it's leaked worse or what. But I guess I got to thinking I probably do need somebody to just go, you know, that you do a free inspection or free
yeah.
thing. Yeah. So I thought maybe I need to get somebody to at least go look at it and see if it's okay or not okay.
Sure. Well, what you describe,
you know, you just dread another thing going wrong.
Of course, you don't need any issues. And you don't want to have to go look at it yourself. You really want a professional to look at it, Mary. And I'm
well,
so
it's not up in the roof. You know, the room that where okay. it was damp on the ceiling. That's
yeah.
what I mean. I haven't even gone in there because it's like I don't really want
sure.
to know in case it is dripping or something. I don't know.
You bet. What you were describing, though, were its bubbles. Bubbles only come from evaporating water. So mm-hmm. what it does is it makes a gas, turns into gas, and puts a bubble on the roof, which means that you got some kind of a small leak and water's evaporating. So we'll come out there for you. Take a look at it for free. Do you have a pen handy? I can give you the phone number so you can call the office.
Oh, okay. And by the way, I did have the trees, limbs that were hanging over the roof. I paid the tree cutter to come
Great.
And cut them off because in the hurricane, a limb fell on the wiring that goes over the roof.
Right.
And then had to get a whole new wiring.
Yep.
After the hurricane. Okay, I have a pen.
Great. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting.
Now, wait, it's Universal. I didn't get the name.
Yeah, it's Universal Roofing. And that phone number
now,
is...
where are you located?
Oh, goodness. On Phillips Highway.
Oh, but you are in Jacksonville. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And you can reach us at 904...
904, yeah.
495...
495...
0948...
0948... 48. Okay.
Great. And we're so happy that you called in and that we can help you. And there's no charge for that. We're going to come out, take a look at it, evaluate what's going on. And we're going to be honest 100% with you. If it's a small, insignificant thing, we're going to take care of that too. Whatever it is, Mary.
Thank you. What I have found is every time I try to get somebody, recently I got somebody to do some small jobs around here, and they never do it right. I mean, you know,
yeah.
because I'm, you know, handling it myself.
Yeah.
And so I get so discouraged. But anyway.
I'm so glad you called us. We'll do it
yeah.
right for you. We'll be honest 100%.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have. Thanks, Mary, for your call.
Okay.
And have
by the
a great
way,
day.
I'm in the Arlington area.
Perfect. And Happy New Year to you.
And thank you. Blessed New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll call.
All right. That does leave a line open for you. You can reach us right now, 855-765-1045. The show is brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. And we love helping people like Mary and people like you. So if you have need, we come out there for free. Take a look at your roof, evaluate it, see if you need something done, or tell you if you don't. And that phone number again, 904-495-0948.
Marianne made a very interesting comment, and I think a lot of people have the same view. where she said she didn't want to look up in the attic because she didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people get that, where there's kind of like a fear that the cost could be so significant that they just don't want to know.
Sure.
And the truth is that the faster you get someone out there to look at it, and one of the big things that she also said was that, you know, she's had people do some work around her property and it wasn't really done right. It gets into
who do you trust?
It really gets into hiring a licensed contractor that is licensed by the state of Florida and that has a local office. You know, right. When she kind of asked, where are you located? You know, you can get that. A lot of people have fear of the storm chasers that come in from out of town.
Right.
They set up shop somewhere in a P.O. box or whatever, and then they're gone.
Yeah. We're your local contractor. We're family-owned. I'm Jared's dad, by the way, and the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. 17 of my family work at Universal Roof and Contracting. We're all about family. We're all about helping you, and we're grateful for all of you that tune in each and every week and call us to let us come help you and let my family help your family. We're all about that. Yep. And doing the right thing.
Well, and there's always options. You know, if you just need to know. So if you get the free evaluation, they can come out and then you at least know. And if you don't have the money to do the major part of it, at least you know what's coming up so you can plan for it.
Well, we have 0% financing. We have our lowest prices of the year right now. If you're in need of a whole new roof, we can help you there too.
Yep.
Anything having to do with that, we're here for you. Universal Roof and Contracting. Phone number for the office, 904-495-0948. The number to talk to us right now is 855-765-1045.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I hope that she calls because I think it'll be...
She's going to call.
It's going to be a good thing for her. She's going to get a good, honest opinion of what it needs.
In fact, Mary, if you're still listening, after we come out there, I'd like you to call back the show and tell me how that experience went for you.
Yeah.
I'd really like to talk to you here on the radio and call us back after that. Right now, you can be on the line to talk to us about any issues that you have. You can call 855-765-1045. Got a lot of projects going on. We just started a new project yesterday. We're remodeling my daughter's house and doing a little addition on the back of the house, and we're setting up for the footers yesterday and today. We have inspection on Monday and then hope to pour concrete on Tuesday after the inspection. Then we're going to be showing that progress as we go along and what's going on with that. So right now, if you have any projects that you're doing and you'd like to talk about how to do it, or any problems that you're having, how do you fix them? We're here to talk to you about anything having to do with home improvement. And that number right now, you can call us to talk to us live, 855-765-1045.
Yeah, before the last break, we were talking about that tile that you did.
Yes.
And the look of that it's a very unique look. And as I understand it, you could even go back and retrofit an existing roof to
give
it
that look.
It's called
a boosted tile. And if you have a Mediterranean or a Tuscany style house, it's more Tuscan. Like in Italy, when they repair roofs, they just cement a new tile over the top of an old tile when it breaks and cracks. Well, that's the look that you get with this boosted tile. I did it on my garage that I just finished a few months ago. And now I'm in the middle of building and remodeling the house, and I'm going to put it on the house. And it's a beautiful look and a beautiful tile. Really recommend it. And we're going to post some pictures, and then how do people get to see what It looks like
on our Facebook, the pictures of the garage are already up. So it's go to Facebook and type in the house radio show. And I honestly think it's a look that if you already have tile and you're just looking for something that's not a major undertaking.
But really enhances the look.
To totally change the look of the house. You could change it, make it look more Tuscan, make it look more, you know, kind of aged and weathered, and give it that, you know, that really, you know, waterfront look.
Yeah.
And, you know, something like that, and then you know, put on some new garage doors and maybe a coat of paint, and your house could look completely different.
No doubt about that. This is the In the House Radio Show. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roofing. Joining me and the other voice that you hear is Josh Smith. We're coming up on the last break. We'd like to talk to you. Call us during the break, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Talk to you in a minute. Hey, welcome back. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. The number to call right now to talk to us live on the air, 855-765-1045. Anything having to do with home improvement, we're here each and every week to talk to you.
Yep, and we're going to go to Jim in Palm Coast. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for your call, man.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Ken, I've been in the industry for the last 40 years, building in the Florida Palm Coast area for the last 15. I'm a state licensed contractor, but I just wanted to get your take on the use of an ICF product or a SIP product in this area. And just kind of get your feel for it. And do you guys use it, or have you been involved with any of that type of construction?
So you're talking about like the structural panels, the structurally insulated panels?
Structurally insulated panels or the ICF insulated concrete forms. I'm in the process of building my retirement home, my wife and I, over here on the water. And I just finished it out of build block ICF. And sealed the attic, and I'm sealing doing the house pretty much 21st century. But I just was really interested to see, get your take, if you have any on that product.
So our
on that type of building.
My preferred is to use a product called, if the house is wood framed, it's zip board. So if you're going to build new or whatever,
sure.
I recommend the zip system. It's a fantastic system. And then, well, you know, you can do whatever you want over the top of it, whether it's stucco or something like a siding, you know, like a hardy siding, something like that. And then on the inside, just do spray foam, whether you go closed cell or open cell. They're both fantastic products. I prefer that a little bit more than the insulated panels, but could be convinced either way.
Yeah. Well, I actually like the... At one point, I thought, hey, I'm going to build my last home that way, out of the insulated concrete with the foam, and you pour them full of concrete. And it's an amazing system. And if it fits in your budget, that's another thing. Yeah.
I've been involved with that system for a long time. My business partner and I in Houston developed a very large company. But what we found over a period of time was it was the education of the buying consumer. And unfortunately, we truly wanted to build 300 homes a year, change America. You had a house that fire wouldn't burn it, termites wouldn't eat it, the whole indestructible type, plus the efficiencies and such. And we could not get the buying public to understand that the cost savings in the long run, and rolling a small percentage increase into a mortgage rather than aftermarket or after tax paying the bills. I love the system. It's a shame that it feels at times, you know, you're banging your head against the wall trying to get the public to understand the benefits of the added expense, which is not that much. But,
Well, Jim, you make a great point. We only got a couple minutes left, so we want to get to Shirley and Georgia as quickly as we can.
Do your thing.
But you make a great point.
It does. It's the best system out there. If more people would do it, it would be better, that's for sure. Thanks for your call. We really appreciate it.
Good morning, Shirley.
Oh, good morning.
How can we help you?
Yes, I'm interested in having Anderson sliding glass doors in my living room onto the small porch in my house. I've been here for a couple of years. I've had some. I live on Fernandina in Fernandina Beach area, and I have had some work done by people that I am not satisfied with. I am a little picky, I have to say.
Well,
but
you'll
I
love
don't
us.
I know a lot about a lot of things and would like to know. And you guys came on at the right time in the morning for me to listen to this, and I would like to know if you would set me up for an appointment to come and give me an estimate.
Sure.
For the sliding glass doors.
You bet. The number for Renewal by Anderson, and there you can call them right now. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
904-222-8064. Give them a call. They'll set up an appointment. They come out for free, evaluate, measure exactly what you need. I can tell you, I just installed them in my personal residence, and the job they did was the best I've ever seen. And they're just a great, great product, and you're going to really love it. And appreciate
your
call.
I loved the one that I had up in Virginia. I lived in a split level there, and it was something. I also love Virginia, and I'm having my doubts about Florida. But nevertheless, it is
what
it
is. You're going to fall in love with it, especially when you get these new ones.
Thank you. And you'll have any other questions that I have about possible other things I might want done here.
You bet. Thanks for your call. And
yeah, we're live every Saturday.
Yeah, we're live here every Saturday. You can reach us and talk to us again at 855-765-1045. Give Renewal by Anderson a call at 904-222-8064. We got another caller?
Yep, we're going to get to Georgia. We're coming up on the last couple minutes of the show. Good morning, Georgia.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm out here near Mayport Naval Station, and we're having trouble with the sewage smell coming up from our drains that we've cleaned the traps, we've put baking soda and vinegar down the traps, we've cleaned out the vents, and still we get this horrible, you know, sewer smell coming from the traps.
Yeah, is it coming from, so what I would do is this is what I've seen, when you do all those steps, which are the first recommendations, is check the drain line from the dishwasher. It honestly could be that the dishwasher actually has like a stagnant water at the bottom. If you notice that and you open the dishwasher and you smell it, usually there's like a command you can push that forces the dishwasher into a drain mode. And then you could go to any big box store. I know that a company called Finish makes a product that's pretty cool. It sits in the dishwasher on an empty cycle, upside down. It's got a little wax plug in it that melts, and then when the washer's at its hottest moment, it pours the chemical into the washer to help clean it out. If it's not that, and you've tried everything else with vinegar down the drain, you can put ice into the garbage disposal, turn the garbage disposal on and let that run.
I don't have one of those.
Okay.
So it really could just be that there's just something stagnant coming from the dishwasher.
Smell in the dishwasher at all, though.
Right, it could be in the line. So if you don't use your dishwasher long enough, or often enough, I should say, it can actually build up in that drain line. Because dishwashers, you got to remember, they don't gravity drain. They actually have a pump that has to push water out. So if you don't use it frequently enough, the sour water can build up in the lagging part of that hose, which then causes it to kind of get a rot smell coming up. So I would do that. Run the sink with a very hot water, and you could, pour some vinegar down with that. But also run the dishwasher. You can go online and even buy it from, like an Amazon or something. It's like $4 or $5. It's called Finish, and it cleans the dishwasher.
We're at the end of the show.
Yeah, I honestly don't think, but are there drains that go from the house to the system outside?
Yes.
Yeah, if it's that, if it's that, you're going to want to go with a licensed plumber to come out.
And there's a clean out there. You can go to the clean out either way and or go to the box store and get a some kind of a
Roto-Rooter type
kind of
product.
Thing.
Yeah,
get it cleaned up.
We're at clean it.
Hey, we're at the end of the show. Kent, thank you, all of you, for tuning in. What a great year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. We're coming up on the new year. We'll be back next week in the new year. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. Have a happy new year. See ya.